You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article for my April 2023 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Inner Revolutions. If it isn't yet apparent from the last 3 years, make no mistake that as we travel the road of life, the sign on the overpass is flashing in neon lights, potent change ahead. Let that land for a moment. Then check within. Did you get excited, groan, or worry? This acknowledgement of what awaits can set off a number of questions ricocheting through the mind that may distill to a core concern. Am I prepared? This is a difficult question to answer. For what exactly do we need to be ready? A lot is changing. All those things that we manage daily, which keep us moving forward along the road of life, are all under deconstruction. We may suddenly find ourselves on a different road, and there are no obvious detailed directions nor predictable outcomes. We can no longer depend on the false programs of the past because they only lead to a dead end, our enslavement. So first things first, we ensure that our safety and survival needs are met. This has been a lot of the focus since the pandemic rolled out. Some action in the past few years has also been about gathering together to build parallel systems to our collapsing organizational structures. And imagination and innovation are definitely needed. What about being spiritually prepared? What about inner safety? Spiritual readiness might mean different things to different people, but it would include the capacity to be calm, grounded, and trusting, without getting swept up in the collective reactive drama and mind control. It would mean holding steady in our inner core spirit and staying aligned with our values and truth during challenging change, such as learning painful truths during disclosure, and when the road ahead is uncertain and unstable, more than it already is. What we do know is going to occur, sooner or later, is that the dark forces will be shown the exit one final time. How and when that ripples into our earthly day-to-day experience are truly unknown, regardless of how much we want it, speculate about it, or try to anticipate it. We're eager to know, when are we going to see God's work, the Crystal Guardian's work, and all of the AI dismantling move into an expression that shows all of humanity that we are, finally, with 100% certainty, free from the dark lies, the manipulations, the false histories, and karmic superimpositions that we've been burdened with. At this timing, the God worlds are opening into a reality that is unprecedented for Earth. It's not just that we have returned and are returning to consciousness pre-fall timelines, before the Lyran War or before Tara's fall. We are moving beyond time-space and our universal time matrix to the return of the eternal cosmic solar Christ consciousness creator gods that hold the living blueprint structure of the body of God and all the intelligence that manifests into planets, stars, our earth and its ley lines and all its natural kingdoms, including us. In other words, this process of reclamation that we're undergoing now is about remembering and returning to a point of true freedom. Now, this return isn't just going to come at an instant. We know this for sure. And it's not going to complete all at once. But meaningful change seldom happens in such a way, and this is certainly true for our personal changes. Here are the things we can say about spiritual transformation, as we know it now. Change is life in motion. It's what we believe about it that colors or discolors our experiences. Changes in our outer circumstances can serve to activate inner change. Individual change must happen within before we see the change that we want manifest outside of us. Change on the inner comes about because we're ready for change, whether that is conscious or subconscious. Transformation doesn't negotiate about whether it's a small or big change. When the soul is ready, it will keep persisting with prompts until we accept it. The inner change that takes place for an individual is also directly proportional to the openness of that person's mind and heart. Inner change requires letting go of ego control, some at least. A transition is comprised of a series of many steps that builds into what only appears to be a sudden shift. Before a profound consciousness shift occurs, there can be many clues leading us to that moment so that we can open and receive the shift when it arrives. Often, though, we see this only in hindsight. Self-awareness is key to change, so that we can notice the clues, even if we don't string them all together. Transformation brings us through substantial trials, so that in turn, we feel closer to the divine, the true nature of our essence. Changes sharpen our power of choice. Some people say they thrive on change, when in fact they're not staying in one place long enough to settle into their deepest truth and highest expression. They seek variety to keep the soul occupied when stillness is the change required. Change requires risk so that we can reveal our greatest selves. Change will stretch us out of our comfort zone as we're required to have new experiences. So staying calm and asking for higher self-support is helpful. Some people will resist change, especially when it comes to creating change within. It's wise to pay attention to what we resist the most, what we dislike, argue, or grumble about the most, because accepting this change may be our most liberating one and our shining moment. Periods of change are opportunities to actively process fears as they arise. Any fear of change is associated with what the change signifies to us. We'll have to give up something, leave something or someone behind, learn something new, be uncomfortable, do a lot of work, or whatever the mind perceives. Persistent pain on any level can serve to catalyze change. Change can be interwoven with discomfort and pain, but it becomes more graceful when we move through it willingly and consciously as a co-creator. Change can bring different stresses to the typical ones we experience, so it can be beneficial to keep some routines for stability, especially maintaining or increasing spiritual practices. Healthy, proactive change requires being honest with ourselves about what imbalances we have in our lives and then living congruently with the self-knowledge we've acquired. Change teaches us about ourselves and builds character. Only changes that we directly experience or feel with our sensory perception will bring us to true inner knowing. With every personal shift that we undergo, which is supported through our higher consciousness, we increase our healing influence on the planetary collective consciousness and for other planets across the universe. So you see, if people ask, when is the change going to occur? It's a little bit like asking, is there going to be change for everyone in the same way? And that's not going to be the case. What appears to be just a little bit of change through someone's eyes is actually an enormous shift in the consciousness for someone else. A shift that took lifetimes to arrive through trial and error, through experiences, choices, and breaking through illusions. So while some might think of others, surely you know how this needs to be, why aren't you changing? The person undergoing the change is actually at the edge of their development, right where they need to be, at a choice point, even if they're not recognizing it or embracing it. Do not dismiss small changes. Respect all change. Divine orchestration is at hand. For others, change occurs at times in leaps and bounds, because in their soul spirit, there is greater depth to knowing that clarity of purpose always arrives, sooner or later, often through adversity and learning. So there is no need to resist, but just to pay attention and get curious. Some people would like positive, amazing change to emerge suddenly so that they're lifted from the doldrums of life and carried through with such awe that everything will become effortlessly clear and they will never turn back. We can pray for this, but we have to be prepared for what we're asking. Life will then change dramatically. However, more often than not, change occurs bit by bit, experience after experience, realization upon realization, one step of dedication after another, and an accumulation of conscious choices, until one day we realize that life is flowing. Do not dismiss the experiences of every day. They are also divinely guided. So the time now to help you in your spiritual preparation is to encourage you to ask yourself, what has been my relationship with change throughout my life so far? It's a fair way to check how you might fare in the days ahead. Journal it. If you discover that you are unclear about how you handle change, the inner work is to get clear. If you fear change, now would be the time to heal those fears so that you're moving with greater ease into the expansion that is before us. If you've experienced traumatizing changes and you still carry the pain, commit to freeing yourself and heal the triggers. If you forge ahead with change but often find yourself having to backtrack or tidy up miscalculated steps, reflect on your capacity to discern change in your life. If you embrace healthy change, be proactive and ask yourself what change you're ready to embrace in your life now. If you have experienced lots of inner change, is this the juncture to lead others? Change is much more challenging when we feel overwhelmed, unwell, or are enduring a great deal already. This is surely where many people can find themselves these days. As the pain body purges, painful traumas surface for healing. Long-standing patterns or pieces that we've been working to transform crest in culmination, and as the war for our consciousness continues. That's a lot. Yet the choice is to stagnate in the old or keep growing. Being prompted to inner revolution with all its trials is actually a confirmation that we're a living, breathing, evolving, light sound body in a human form with free choice in an ascending timeline and not an automaton. We are so much more powerful than that, and we know the difference between what is organic and inorganic. Remember that making a conscious choice to change and accepting it is what reveals the next welcoming turn in the road. No matter where we are in this journey of continual spiritual growth, we are carried. In truth, there are signposts if we look and listen. There are maps in the way of spiritual teachings that can speak to our soul. And while nobody has been here in this point in our evolution before, there are wise travel guides who can provide the skill or knowledge that will support us on the inner and outer to stay calm and carry on and co-create. We can trust that we're not alone among the kind-hearted and those who wish freedom in their hearts. There is always a path. Our prayer can be to find our truthful path. It's wise to put our spirit in the driver's seat, in trust, especially when it feels like a lot is being asked of us or we feel lost. God does help us to be resilient. Let's pray to always be love as we move through change. Let our deepening unconditional love be the inner revolution that leads us through all others and to our freedom. To receive support during your current inner revolution, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.